This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More on an Israeli airstrike that killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. It is the latest in an escalating exchange of strikes along the border that have raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. A Lebanese security official said Monday's strike on an SUV killed the commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border. Hezbollah identified the slain fighter as Wassam al-Tawil. Without providing any further details, he is the most senior Hezbollah militant to have been killed since Hamas's October 7th attack into southern Israel triggered all-out war in Gaza and lower-intensity fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which has escalated since an Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut last week. The United States and United Kingdom say the elections that extended Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's rule were not credible, free, and fair. Hasina's party won more than two-thirds of the parliamentary seats contested Sunday. While turnout was low and the main opposition party boycotted, violence and arrest of political opponents had occurred in the weeks leading up to the vote. The U.S. said the elections were not free and fair, and the U.K. said they fell short of democratic standards. Hasina said Monday the elections were free and fair. Both the White House and Pentagon say they will look into why President Joe Biden and other top officials were not informed for days that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized. A Pentagon spokesman is pointing to one reason for the delay. A key staffer was out sick with the flu. Even as the Biden administration pledges to look into what rules or procedures were not followed, it is maintaining its silence about why Austin had been hospitalized for a week. Some Republicans have demanded Austin's resignation, but the Pentagon said Monday he has no plans to step down.